Let My Love Open the Door, 1980, from Pete Townsend's Empty Glass solo LP, which marked Pete's decision to really get serious about a solo career. Pete, how about that? How'd you come to make that decision?
What I decided to do after the Who Are You album, Keith Moon had died, and therefore there was an opportunity to leave the Who completely. And most people said that I shouldn't do that, that The Who was more my property than anybody else's, you know, it was a lot of my heritage there. And although John and Roger were really important, that, you know, it was really my decision and they would have to abide by that. And at the same time, they were also saying, but this is your opportunity to develop as a solo artist. You can have it all. Basically, I think I made the wrong decision and I decided to make solo records and Who records alternately, and what I was going to do was take whatever songs were available and use them. Empty Glass was a song which we did with The Who for Who Are You, and which didn't work.
Was Rough Boys written for The Who, maybe?
No.
Oh, okay.
Now, how could Rough Boys be written for The Who? It's about homosexuality. It would be a song I would never have asked Roger to sing. What, in a sense, Rough Boys was about was a coming out. It was a kind of an acknowledgement of the fact that I'd had a gay life and that I understood what gay sex was about, that, you know, that it was not about, you know, faggery at all. It was about violence and savagery in a lot of senses. If men have a violence and a savagery which cannot be shared with women, then it can't be shared with them sexually. And so there's only one place for that violence and savagery sexually, and that's with other men. You know, a lot of adolescent displays are not for girls, they're for other men. You know, you wear leather jackets, you wear tight jeans, you learn how to stand on the street, you get involved in fights and stuff, you know, you hit somebody over the head with a bottle. You know that women aren't going to be impressed with that stuff, so who are you doing it for? Why are they such sexual things? Why are they such sexual messages? So in a way, it was like me saying, I am not that kind of macho rock star. And I think it was really important to me because 80% of the Who's audience were men. One of the things that stunned me when the record was released was suddenly I realised that I'd found a female audience. Just by being honest, you know, I understand how gay people feel. I understand and I identify. And I think to be a complete artist, you've got to have that. That truth is important. Unless you believe what you're singing about, then there is no truth.